Say it again.
Yeah, he says hello. Once again, it is the Dog Days of Podcasting. And this is August 1st. Happy August, everybody. Hey, one thing I realized is that some of you may be finding me for the first time through the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is Chuck Tomasi. And Freestyle is a podcast I've been doing for coming up on 10 years. Started in late 2004. So this is not my first rodeo. So I wanted to give you a little backstory of me real quick, just a quick introduction of who I am, and thank you for listening if this is your first time. I am, as I mentioned, Chuck Tomasi. I currently live in Wisconsin. I've been in the Midwest my entire life, Michigan and Wisconsin, and am in the process of moving to Phoenix in 46 days, probably 45 by the time you hear this. So in mid-September, my wife and I will be leaving, and we are selling our house. So if you listen to this series this year in the Dog Days of Podcasting, there will be a lot of emphasis and stories around things we're doing to move the house. Sell the house in Wisconsin and move to Phoenix. We're not moving the house. That came out totally wrong. I am married. My lovely wife and I have been married for over 25 years. Very happily married. We have two lovely daughters. Second one is going to college. And that will allow us to make this move a little more easily. The youngest is going for pre-med. The second is going to be starting her senior year as a chemical engineer. And we're very proud of both of them. I am in the IT industry, which is partly how I got interested and found and got involved with podcasting. And the presentation, I'll go on about podcasting some other time, but the value that I've gotten out of podcasting is not what I expected it to be. As many who started early on, stars got in their eyes and they thought they could be an internet sensation, maybe earn some money, and to the credit, some people have done that. And God bless them. My success has followed another path and has led me to other things. But the value of podcasting is really in the relationships that it helped me to build. And again, I'll go on that another time. As I mentioned, I've been doing this for 10 years, most of which has been done with the aid and assistance of Craig Stepp, who started the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you very much, Craig. We have been happily podcasting a show called Technorama. Ooh, I see a box of Fritos. Oh, darn, they're all gone. Okay, sorry, sidetracked. I am podcasting from my garage, which is currently full of odds and ends for this moving project, so I tend to get distracted. Podcasting has also enabled me to be an author. T. Morris, who was the first audiobook podcaster, has asked me to rewrite the Podcasting for Dummies book, which is a nice credit. And from there, I got a second book, which Craig and I co-wrote on WordPress. So lots of good circles and influences and things in my life that probably wouldn't have happened otherwise had I not, stuck out my hand and ventured into this brave new world. The other thing you'll hear a lot in this series is this countdown to Dragon Con. Craig and I have been going to Dragon Con since 2009. We were previously going to the Podcast and New Media Expo, which was originally in California. Had a lot of good fun there. They moved it to Vegas. We had a lot of good fun there. And in 2009, we opted to change venues and go to Dragon Con and maybe attract a few more listeners. Didn't exactly work out the way we wanted, but again, more friends, more relationships, met a lot of new cool people, and have been enjoying this every year, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And I will stick in my regular news update on that. The Santa costume is done. We got the LEDs installed tonight, Scott, Tyler, and I. Scott will be joining us for the first time in Atlanta. He will be Santa to close out the parade. I'm debating whether or not to put a picture of that in the Dragon Con group on Facebook, but I may put it on my own. It's a lot of fun. The costume turned out really well, and the rest of us, Clinton and Craig and... I haven't heard from Clinton's podcast yet on the Dog Days. Hopefully he'll be joining us soon. We'll all be getting together and doing a final recording at Dragon Con for the Dog Days. It's kind of a tradition that way. If not for the Dog Days, for Technorama, and just having fun that way. So freestyle is an audio diary of my life. It has changed over the years from the time that it first started. Originally, I was talking into the microphone much like this. And then, oh, look, a chair. I think I will sit down. I have done interviews. I have done visits with friends. I've done on-site audio tours. I have talked to animals. It's really gone all over the place. And that's the fun thing about podcasting is you can change anytime you want. You can start up a new one. You can. There was originally just one Chuck Chat podcast, and that branched into Freestyle and Technorama. And then I also started up a Gmail podcast, which ran for about 5 years, and Radio Yesterday, which was a repurposing of old-time radio, some of which are still going, some of which are not, and just had a lot of good time. We had a companion podcast to the Podcasting for Dummies. We had a companion podcast for Teach Yourself WordPress. So just it's not a big deal to actually get into podcasting and start producing content. And hopefully someone will enjoy it and listen, much like this. So if you are listening and you haven't been doing a podcast, I think most of the listeners to this are the other people that are doing the Dog Days of Podcasting, but you never know. There are a few that may be considering it. It's not too late. You don't have to start on July 30th or 31st or whatever we confused the start date with this year. Big joke about that is, when did it actually start? Did you start on time? I don't care. You can start August 14th if you want. Get in touch with Craig or me through our websites. I'm at chuckchat.com. You can reach me at chuck.tomasi@gmail.com, or you can reach Craig. I will let him tell his story on Look What I Found. Go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and say, hey, I'm interested, or the Dog Days of Podcasting page on Facebook, and let us know. We'd be happy to help you get started. It's a great community. As I mentioned, lots and lots of great value outside the monetary, outside the fame and fortune that may or may not materialize for you. Who knows? Maybe it will. Maybe you'll get better opportunities at your career like I did. It's a great old fun time. The Dog Days isn't just increasing my production value, because obviously there's a challenge at this time of year to do this once a day. Otherwise, it's a challenge to get it once a month at other times of the year. Or I'll just pipe up and hit record and say something when I have something to say. Hey, I'm in Singapore. Guess what? It doesn't just increase my production at this time of year. It also increases my listening, too. I find that subscribing to the mega feed, as we call it, the aggregate of all RSS feeds on the Dog Days of Podcasting site, I get to listen to other podcasts that I normally wouldn't have experienced, that I wouldn't have discovered. And that's a lot of fun, too. This year, like many, like the two previous years, we seem to have a big tech slant, or geek to some degree. People talking about gaming, people talking about sci-fi books, people talking about podcasting in general, people talking about... obviously, there is a slant towards nerds in the podosphere. That's just part and parcel of the technology and the way it goes. Nothing wrong with that. I would love to hear from other genres. Now, let's hear somebody like what Douglas E. Welch does. He does his gardening thing once in a while. I love that. Getting the diversity and getting exposed to other things that we don't normally hear from. So if you know of other podcasters or other people who have interest that are not of the electronics and gaming and Star Trek and that kind of slant, we'd love to hear from them. I just am tickled when we get new people talking about new things and get exposed to new things. We do have, I don't recall the name right now, but there is somebody talking about the his polyamorous relationships and whatnot. And I think that's cool. I want to learn more about that. Because the more we know, the less likely we are to have biases and prejudices and make judgments about things we don't know about. That's where fear, uncertainty, and doubt can just be a killer. And
I'm not saying that everybody should agree with every viewpoint, but until you are exposed to that, it makes total sense. So great to hear new shows coming on board. Keep it up, everybody, and love to hear about that. The news this morning, we have this for the last, gosh, what has it been, 3 years now? Almost four? There has been a social media breakfast every other Friday at a place called Blueberry Hill Pancake House. And it was down on College Avenue in Appleton, Wisconsin. We met there for a number of years. And in the past 6 months or so, they moved locations. About a half a block away, across the street, nice new place, attached to a hotel. Things were looking pretty good for Bob and his employees. We went there a few times, and suddenly and mysteriously, they shut the doors. Sign on the front door said, "Sorry, we're closed for business." No other stories. Not really anything in the local newspapers to read about, and left everybody scratching their head. So we found a new place, a couple miles from my house, so it's in the other direction. Unfortunately, it's by some road construction, so it's not as easy on and easy off on the highway as it could be or should be. And went there for the first time. Never been to this restaurant. Very nice place. Service is a little weird. Takes a while to get around to your table. I think it's one lady, the owner, who once they get the order into the kitchen, though, the food comes out fast. But it takes a while for her to get from table to table to table. And this is a Friday morning. I can only imagine what she's doing on Sunday after church. So, good stuff. And thinking, might have to start something like that in Phoenix if I can't discover one on my own. Just a nice way to meet new people, get together with friends. Again, another social avenue. Maybe some of this is an offshoot of working from home, that I need a little more social activity like karate or these breakfast meetups that I don't normally get because I'm not in an office environment. Nothing wrong with that. It's certainly a good way to get exposed. Even if you are in an office environment, consider getting together with some new faces and new friends and stick your hand out and say hi. It'll lead you to some new opportunities. Where was I? The moving plan. We are now at 46 days and counting. And I don't think there's anything really new to say there. Nothing happened today. So I'm going to let that one stick. It was really the big news was around the Dragon Con costumes. Some responses. I told you I am listening to everybody else's podcast that's in that mega feed. Response to Encaffeinated One. He was talking about watching Fringe and Babylon 5. I watched all of Fringe. Loved the show. Started watching at the beginning of season 2. And right after the first episode, when Olivia pops out of nowhere, I went, wow, this is cool. So I went back and mainlined the first season just to catch up. And then by the time the second show of the second season showed up, I was back on track. And I've been watching it ever since. Julie and I have made a ritual out of watching that show. Love the characters. Love the storyline. Where they went with it. The plot twist they threw in. Great show. Sorry to see it over. But it is a good show. So I hope you have fun watching that and catching up with that. The last season did get a little confusing at times. But it eventually did make sense. And he was also mentioning that he watched Babylon 5. I remember hanging around with a lot of people at work that were watching Babylon 5, and they were talking about how the first season took a while to get going, give it some time. They watched the second season, and people were passing around their VHS tapes. And I didn't get into it. I think I watched like the first three and got disenchanted, much like when I first started watching Chuck, and then came back and watched that and loved the show. So my thought is this. I am not going to be getting cable right away in Phoenix. I need internet, but I'm not getting cable, nor a landline. I think that ship has sailed. And it's just annoying getting the calls during the day on a phone that I really don't care about, that people are just trying to solicit things to me. The family will all get new numbers. We can even have a Google number that'll ring both Donna's and my phone if that's what we want to give them. We can figure that all out in the days ahead. But anyway, my thought is I will catch up with Babylon 5 via Hulu or Netflix or whatever means and mainline that for a while. What else was I going to watch when I got out there? Oh, I can't remember. I wrote them both down. So that's my plan is, hey, I got enough TV to catch up on. Now, I will be bummed because that's about the time that Gotham is supposed to be starting too. And I want to hear from people about that. When we're doing our podcast, I'm going to have hopefully some new voices, faces on the show that can keep me up to speed on that as well. In response to Mad Marv, looking forward to seeing the pictures, man. Hope you have a fun trip. He is also going to be meeting us in Dragon Con, but he puts a kind of a U.S. tour on the front end of that thing by visiting the Grand Canyon or other scenic places. And he brings along 4 tons of camera equipment. So great pictures, awesome talent. Mad Marv is the king of capturing micro expressions. He has taken pictures when Craig and I are doing our live shows, and he's got me making faces that I honestly don't remember making faces. But they're classic pictures. Good stuff. And to Dave Slusher from Evil Genius Chronicles, yes, I'm listening to that as well. He's in the mega feed. He was talking about working from home and thinking that it would provide him more time for podcasting. No, dude, you are realizing the sad fact that when you are at home, your brain wants to work, 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 and you don't know when to turn it off. I'm doing this constantly. Now, it affords you the ability to go out at 3 in the afternoon with your daughter if you don't have any meetings and take her for some ice cream or something, or pick her up from school, or go to her dance recital, but the work is always there because you are a slave to your computer and you are a slave to your job, and it's going to happen. So the sad reality is you're getting more work done and you're thinking about it more, and that's the lifestyle you're going to have to get used to. So, but it is fun. You've heard me say this before if you've been listening. I love my job and I do it all the time. And even though I'm busier, as Craig likes to say, busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, it is the ass-kicking contest I choose, and it is fun. So he also said, and I love this fact, that he's going to just talk about one positive thing on each show. And I wish more people would take this, because when you hang around people who talk about negative things, and I appreciate that whole "we're the angry generation" thing, Dave. It's been a lot of fun listening to your expression or the way you say that, you know, too late to the party or too early to the party, whatever it is. If you don't understand, go back and listen to Dave's dog days from the other day. But I may borrow that as well. I think it's good for everybody to talk about one good thing that happened in their life every day. Name something good. Think about something positive that's happened to you today. Hey, I got to hang out with Scott Tyler tonight, and we finished up a project that I've been dreaming about for the last 5 years. Now, it won't officially be done until we are marching down that parade route at Dragon Con. I will have the biggest grin on my face just looking at that man sitting in the car dressed up as Santa Robot from Futurama going, this is a long time dream. It's been years in the making trying to figure out how to make this happen, and it's happened. That is a brilliant thing that I am just stoked about. It's easy to look around your life and complain about what's not right, but there are so many things that are right. And when you hang around with negative people, you become more negative. And frankly, I don't like hanging around with negative people. I've dealt with people in my family like that. I've dealt with people at work like that. And it's not any fun. It brings you down and it turns you into that gloomy Gus Eeyore type person. Whereas if you're hanging around positive people, you start seeing things in a positive light. So be that positive light for other people, and it will reflect better on you. And again, you're going to see opportunities come up because people will see you in a positive way and go, hey, that person knows how to get things done. That person takes a positive attitude when they're faced with adversity. You may be inside, you may be thinking, this is the worst. How could it get any worse? But if you put on a positive persona, you've heard the expression, fake it till you make it. If you put that on, it starts to work magic. You know, there's a chemical reaction that happens even if you put on a fake smile. Chemical reaction that happens in your brain that starts releasing those chemicals as if it were a real smile. And God bless, good things will come of that. I honestly believe that. I've seen it happen. And I've seen the other happen too, where people just start complaining and moaning and griping, and they just dig their hole deeper. So you don't want to go there. I have been going for over 20 minutes. I hope you enjoyed that. As a background, again, for those of you who just joined me, thank you very much. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting. I hope you enjoy this and the other podcasts that are coming out. And to keep your download less and, well, somehow the cats got out of the garage. I better go feed them. It's coming up on 10 o'clock and I will feed the cats. Hope you have a wonderful day. Smile. Say something positive. Think something positive. Don't get stressed out. And be kind to the ones you love. Bye.